kind of being called by them pretty fast, please, Daniel. I'm going to try my best to give you the last minute and 48 seconds of this quarter, and then the last quarter of the game. Again, 41-37 in favor of the T-Jacks. T-Jacks started out a little slow. They were down a few in the first quarter, but came back in the second and have had the lead since then. And, of course, I'm okay with that. Boys making their way in onto the court for the Fairy Lynx. Wardell, Barron, Taft, Fowler, and Fowler. All right, and then for the T-Jacks, Zach Kazak and Braden Brandle, Jagershawn Brandle, Memphis Mack, and Ilya Lind. Braden tries to get the ball past the half court. It's going to be stolen away by them. Barron with the shot. It's going to go up, roll around. He's going to draw a foul on that shot. That's got to put it on the line for two shots. A foul is going to go on Memphis Mack. Colson Brand trying to shorten the lead here. This first shot is up and no good. Still 41-37. The second is up and good, making it 41-38. Link playing a man defense. Brady trying to get past the defense again. Nice screen by Ilya. Open, Braden up for three, no good. Pulled down by Fowler. Fowler to Jackson, he puts it up, no good. Going to go out of bounds, last touch by the Lynx. Possession goes to the T-Jacks. Braden Brandle again bringing it down. Not usually the point guard, usually Riley, but he looks like he might have rolled his ankle tonight. But Braden will get it off to Ilya, cutting into the paint, puts it up, no good. Looks like it got tipped off or it might have drawn a foul. Let's see what the ref called. 2-1, that's going to be on the floor foul, so. Nobody shooting, position stays with the T-Jack. Inbound pass goes to Braden Brandle, over to Memphis, moves it all over to Jagershawn. Oh, tries to get a really long pass over to Zach Kazakin. Nice defense play by Isaac Fowler. He's going to hit it out of bounds. Let's see, inbound pass to Ilya. Ilya tries to get in the paint. Going to be stolen away by Wardell. He gets it over to Jackson. Jackson Davis. They get it over to Taft. Taft, long pass. And the right behind the Jagershawn, he gets that steal. Tries to get past the defense, and it's going to be stolen away again. Oh, the balls and boys everywhere all over. But the Canadian Lynx are going to come out with it. Daniel Wardell gets the steal, puts it up to 2 points. 40-41, still in favor of the T-Jacks. They pass over to Braden. He tries to put up a shot. He's going to draw the foul on that shot. Foul's going to go on us, I guess. Isaac Fowler. Foul on blue 00, and that foul is on Isaac Fowler, and that will put Braden on the line for two shots. Hoping to make it a two-point game, so 41-40. The shot is up, and good, 42-40. And we have Tommy Cash coming into the game. One of our junior high kids. Taking the place of our senior tonight. Zach Kazakin. Braden's second shot is up and no good. The Lynx are going to come back with it. Baran to Davis. Davis getting it down to the baseline to Taft. Taft way back at top. Baran, he'll drive. Put up the shot, no good. Took back, rebound by Isaac Fowler. He puts it right back. 42-42. 1 second left in the third quarter. The repeater is good. Oh, my God. Good shot. Guys, who was that? Braden Brandon picked up the half-court shot. A buzzer beater. And that one was good for 3 points. 45-42 in favor of the T-Jacks.
Wow, awesome matchup down there. Thanks, Amy. We're going to say a quick word to our sponsors and be back in just a minute. Thank you so much. All right, we are going to say thank you to some sponsors. Come back in just a flash. Stay tuned. You're on KSDP.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
All right. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough. Also, a big thank you to King Cove, the City of King Cove, and the King Cove Corporation for their sponsorship. We should be ready for Amy Mack over now for the third quarter. Buzzer beater by Braden Brandle. It gives them a 3-point lead, but it's tight. And we'll give Amy just a couple minutes here to get back on it. Stay tuned. You're on KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network. From office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
All right, thank you, Austin. Again, 45-42, still in favor of the T-Jacks. This is the start of the fourth quarter. Possession is going to go to the T-Jacks. I see Riley back in the game. Hopefully he's not too badly hurt. I know it looked like he rolled his ankle, but... anyway, Brian with the ball for the T-Jacks. He gets in the paint. Joey dishes it off to Riley last second. Riley puts it up. No good. And Davis is going to pull that one down and get it over to Varan. Oh, and it tries to get stolen away by Braden Brandle. He puts up a layup shot. And that one's good. 45 now to 42. As Varan for the Lynx brings it past the half-court line, trying to get past his defense. And they're going to call a kick on one of the T-Jacks. Position will stay here with the Lynx. Inbound pass by Wardell is going to go to Varan for three. No good. Oh, he's trying to get their way. The T-Jacks will come out with the rebound. Long pass down to Braden. Cut into the hoop. He puts it up. That one's good. 49-42. We have Jackson Davis bringing it down. Try to get it way long, long pass over to Wardell. Brian's going to steal it. We'll get it to Zachary Sebastian. Back to Brian. He's trying to make his way to the hoop. A little spin move by him. Puts it up. No good. Davis with the rebound. Gets it over to Varan. Varan to... that was Wardell. Brings it in, puts it up off the glass, good for 2 points, 44-49. And Brian Eichley brings it down for the T-Jacks. He's looking like he wants to go all the way, but then get it off to, look it up to Braden. Braden going in the paint, he'll go up with it. Oh, no, last second, gets off to Brian, which works for them. Oh, let's see. Link to Varan. Varan at the top of the key, gets it to Fowler. Fowler brings it in, puts it up. That was Isaac Fowler. That was no good, but he does draw the foul. It'll put him on the line for two shots. All right, his first shot is up and no good. 51-44. Still in favor of the T-Jacks. He gets ready for a second. Up and no good. T-Jacks come out with it. Brian with the ball. We'll get it over to Zach. Zach back to Brian. Brian over to Riley. Back up top. We're playing a wide offense here. They'll get it inside to Elia. Elia back out, though, to Braden. Braden drives, dishes it off to Elia. He puts it up. That's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds off the T-Jack, so Tenalian will come down with it. We have Wardell with the ball into Fowler. Fowler back, tries to get it back to Wardell, but it's stolen away. Long pass down to Braden, puts it up for three. In and out, no good. Isaac Fowler with that rebound. He pulls it down. Gets it off to Jackson Davis. Davis to Wardell. Wardell to Allsworth. Stolen away by them. Again, Braden cutting to the hoop. He puts up a cut. I don't know how that went in. It went up crazy. He was like under the hoop. Throws it up. It went in. 53-44. Oh, as we have Wardell bringing it down. And they'll get it off to Davis. He shoots blocked by Elia. Oh, and T-Jack going for a layup. That one's no good. Possession's going to go to Wardell. There's a rebound. He's going to pull it out. But, yeah, just a coach calling a timeout. Our crowd and boys are getting super excited. With this game, 53-42. Four in favor of the T-Jacks. Okay. Yep, just about 5 minutes left in this game. Boys playing pretty fast paced. Both teams playing a man-to-man defense. It's good to see some of our junior high kids playing with us tonight. I can try to tell you who's in for the Lynx really fast. Davis. Allsworth. Wardell. Fowler. And Varan. Then we have Braden, Brian, Elia, Zach, and Riley in for our T-Jacks. All right, T-Jack with the steal. Long pass down to Braden. It's not going to go to Braden. It's going to go to Wardell. He brings it back down for the link. Into Isaac Fowler. Brings it up. Oh, it's blocked by Brian. Riley with the ball for the T-Jack. Over to Brian. Tries to get it into Elia. It'll be stolen from him. They'll get it off to Pasha Allsworth. Allsworth to Davis. Davis to Varan. Always passing it back and forth. Varan dribbling around the perimeter there to get into Isaac Bauer. Down the baseline to Allsworth. He puts it up, no good. Gets his own rebound. That one's no good. Elia's going to come out with the rebound. He gets it off to Braden Brandle. Goes straight up for two. That one rolls around, goes out. No good, but he does draw a foul. Braden gets ready to shoot his 2 points, or 2 points hopefully, his two baskets. Hoping to make it a 10-point lead. And he does, 54-44, just under 4 minutes left in the game. And his second is up And good as well, 55-44. Wardell brings it down for the Lynx. Calling for some movement. They'll get it over to Fowler. Fowler tries to get it inside. Ooh, and he falls almost stolen away. It'll go back to Wardell. He'll try to bring it in. He'll find Varan cutting to the hoop. He puts it up. That one's good for 2 points for the Lynx. Brian Eichley for the T-Jacks bringing it past half court. He's met by his defense. He goes all the way around him. Weaves through three people. Puts up a shot. No good. Oh, boy, he's fighting for a rebound. Brian will come out with it. Get over to Zach. Zach to Braden. Braden into Brian, cutting into the hoop. That one was nice. Up and good. 57-46 now. We have Wardell bringing it down for the Lynx. Brings it over to Varan. Tries to get it into Fowler, cutting through, and then tries to kind of force it down to the hoop. Stolen away by the T-Jacks. Zach to Zach and at the top of the key. Over to Brian. Brian for a long two-point shot. No good. Braden's going to pull it out. Swings it all the way over to Riley. Riley drives. Passes it out to Zach Kazakin. Puts up a three. No good. Tasha Allsworth will come out with that rebound. Ooh, oh, it's going away almost again. Varan will come out with it. Gets it into Isaac Fowler in the paint. He puts up a shot. That one's good. 57-48, just about 2 minutes here left in the game. Brian slowly bringing it past the half court to Elia, cutting to the top. He puts up a shot. No good. Taff with the rebound. Taff swings it out to Varan. Varan trying to make his way into the paint. Gets it off to Pasha. Pasha for three, no good. Rebound's going to go to Riley, but they are. Pasha Allsworth grabs a hold of it, too. It's going to be a jump ball. Position's going to stay here with the Lynx. They'll take the ball out under their hoop. 1:46 left in the game. Inbound pass goes to Varan. Varan, long three-point shot, no good. Zach Kazakin with that rebound. He's met by his defense. He can't really weave around him, but he draws a foul. That foul is going to go on Pasha Allsworth. Riley's still kind of limping off on his foot. But he'll get the inbound pass, gets it to Brian Eichley. Eichley over to Zach Kazakin. Zach will drive. That one's up. Oh, no good. Gets his own rebound. Oh, it goes turnover by the T-Jacks. Goes to Taff. Taff to Wardell. Sends it over to Pasha Allsworth. He'll drive. That one's up and good. 50-57. Just about a minute left. Boys, Port Allsworth playing a full court man-to-man defense now. Long. Oh, gosh. Long pass over to Zach. And they'll get it. But he's met in the corner by two defense. Ball's kind of everywhere. Long pass over to Riley, and he puts that one up for a three. That one's good. 60-50, 45 seconds here left. As we have Isaac Fowler with the ball trying to run the baseline. Oh, and he'll get it into... Oh, nice. He'll get it into Wardell cutting for the hoop. He'll put it right up. Good for 2 points. Zach Kazakin trying to get past his defense. Good. Whistle. I'm assuming it's a foul on. Foul on Pasha Alder. T-Jack's having a tough time trying to get past the half court with these full court man-to-man. Let's see what they do with this inbound pass. I'll get it off to Elia. Elia back to Zach. They'll beat the defense there. Oh, and he tries to drive in. He's stolen away from him by Davis. Pass over to one of the other links will be stolen away by Braden. Braden will draw the foul. That foul will go to Jackson Davis. 16 fouls now for both teams, so any foul they'll be shooting. killed, and they're going to be a long 14 seconds because they're just going to start fouling. That foul is Fort Aldworth. That foul put Ryan on the line for his one-on-one shot. Ryan, his first shot is no good, but put back by Braden off the glass again for two more points. 10-point lead, 62-52. And we have a shot by Fort Aldworth. That one's no good. Still keeps the possession. 3-point shot by Baran was no good. And that buzzer means that we're at the end of the game. So 62-52 in favor of our T-Jacks.